This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, our new 3 o'clock song, I think, has really cemented itself. I think it ended up being good. I know I pushed for
it. Proud of yourself.
But I think it's a good one. I just think it's a good one.
I do, too.
We will get you the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a second. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you hope the Eagles make the Super Bowl this year, or do you expect them to? 59.6 say hope, even after Ike tried to sway people a little bit last time I read the... we got down a little bit. You got down a little bit. You know, I think we all hope the Phillies win the World Series this year. I know they don't think that anybody is.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's expecting
that. Oh, we don't expect it. Interesting.
Watch how they
change sides.
I was going to say, so compare those two.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me, as Eagles fans, we should have the same outlook that we have on the Phillies?
No, you should have the way more expectations for the Eagles.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a difference between, I'll save it for after High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, because I have I'll write down a note here to talk about that. But let's get to High Hopes Jackie Baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Well, listen, before we get to some trade deadline rumors out there, Phillies did lose last night.
Let's not overlook that. Well, whatever. It's fine. They won the series.
Let's look at it as a holistic level. Who cares?
We're not in first place.
We're not?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, because the Mets went and swept the Angels, so we lost 2 out of 3.
I know. So obviously the Lizardo thing is now... I mean, because he... My biggest fear with Lizardo, so there's a couple fears. The good is his stuff still looks great. I mean, he was dominant through 4. But, you know, we do this whole bullpen thing with Lizardo. Well... He stinks out of the stretch.
That's the issue there. So you can't bring him in with anybody on base.
Right, unless they fix it in the next coming months. But I also just wonder how mentally tough he is.
Yeah.
Like
He unravels.
He unravels.
He's like
quickly.
The opposite of Sanchez. I feel like Sanchez digs in when he's got a guy on second, you know, and no outs, and I feel like Lizardo unravels.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the story of him, even going back to his Marlins days, where it's like great, 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 and then bang, blow up inning. Yeah. And at the beginning of the season, he wasn't doing that. So, like, we're going to task Jesus Lizardo with taking down the biggest outs in a playoff game out of the bullpen. So that's the new rising concerns with Jesus Lizardo. It's actually not workload. It's if he's going to go to the bullpen. I don't know how much of a bullpen riser he is.
Well, and I know people yesterday were criticizing Thompson for not pulling him earlier, but like at a certain point, you have to figure out whether this guy can get himself out of those situations. You can't blow up your bullpen in the fourth inning or whatever. But when the guy, by the way, the guy hadn't allowed a hit up until that, like he's got to be able to work through a tough inning. Even, you know what, you know who I'll give credit to is Nola. Nola gave up two home runs in an inning, and then, or he'll give up five runs in the third, but he'll get you through six innings. And like the hope is that if you're Thompson, you want to figure out if this guy can figure out how to get himself through those situations. So, you know, whether
and he also took a shot, I thought, with some bullpen pieces late that he needs to get information on.
Lazar,
yeah. Robert, Seth Johnson, like, can these guys develop into something? Like, I know it's tough because you're trying to do the balance of win a game versus information gathering. But last night actually felt more like information gathering than it did we got to win this baseball game.
Yeah,
it felt like we won the series. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, it was some good. Bryce hit number 350.
Yeah. Bryce and Schwarbaum.
Yep.
We back on 500 watch.
And how about JT, by the way?
JT.
I know.
You know, he's been great in
Dallas. Extensions for everybody.
Well, JT needs to be extended as well.
He'll get another contract. They don't need to extend him.
I'm not saying right now.
Okay. Yeah, we're just
all right. Okay. So he's going to be re-signed, okay? I'll change the wording for you.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah. Now, would you like to re-update and do a little party, you know, victory lap about Aroldis Chapman?
No, I'm just saying, like, the guy's not untouchable, as JT showed, hitting the ball 425 feet to dead center off the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, but if you see that, that's what it'll look like during the playoffs. He will give up some dumb home run, you know, so
well, forget about Aroldis Chapman. I need you to, are you ready to take back Bryce's lost power?
Six feet under.
Hold on.
Career's over.
Both of you.
I'm just saying that ball almost went out the stadium.
That was
almost
Ryan Howard territory.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on with both of you. The lost power thing came from him first.
See, you love to do this.
I'm pointing at Jack. It came at Jack. Came from Jack first.
Oh.
And I can tell you, sullen Jack, when he believed that Bryce may not be the same thing anymore, he came in. And this Bryce is great. I'm thrilled for it. What I want to see is him do it for the rest of the... He's not going to hit 500 for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't... like. If we hear about the wrist thing in 2 weeks again,
right?
You know what I mean? This is great. I would love to see this, but
gotta keep it going.
He's got to keep it going, you know?
500 home runs back on track. The youngest active member of the 350 club. Hey, we're firing on all cylinders. Firing on all cylinders.
Extension?
Yeah. No. Again, you guys are living in la-la.
You know, man. Obviously, I'm one of the best players in baseball, and obviously...
I'm showing you.
Yeah.
Right after he needed to remind himself.
Yeah.
He needed a little pick-me-up.
Okay.
So he's gone through the poor me's.
All right.
So a couple trade deadline stuff. So
yes.
Felix Bautista, the guy that one of the main closer targets.
Your number one target guy.
Number one target. Would love to get him. On the IL with shoulder discomfort, which means, nope, not trading for that. don't need a super risky.
Is there any, I guess they wouldn't do it this way. I was just thinking, is there any way they're doing that?
I can see it.
10 days till the trade deadline.
Yeah.
But then you have to talk to the teams that you're trying to trade him to and say, oh, by the way, he's fine.
How about that? But I think this could also be like the Orioles not really wanting to trade him and making up an excuse to not trade him.
Okay.
To not, like, you know. If I was the Orioles, I would just treat this as a bad year. And, like, you don't have to blow the whole thing up.
No.
You still have a good young
core. Talented team.
Yeah. The other trade deadline, I guess, new target came from our good pal, Andrew Filippone.
Ah, Pony over in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So he's all over this. Maybe a month ago, he had the Phillies being interested in David Bednar.
Who I love.
And Dennis Santana,
okay.
Who would come here and pitch to a 5 ERA.
Yeah, but Bednar stuff passes the eye test.
Last 20 games, I don't believe he's allowed to run.
Yeah.
David Bednar.
Yep.
So
my fantasy.
He tweeted today that the Phillies are one of the teams that are trying to trade for Pirates outfielder, center fielder, O'Neill Cruz. So O'Neill Cruz... For those that don't know,
he's fast as hell.
He is like a freak of a talent. Like,
yes.
Hits the ball super hard, is super fast. He's
probably got, what, 40 stolen bases this year?
He's got 33.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got 33. Now, against lefties, slugging percentage is 221.
Oh, that's not good.
He's batting 128 against lefties.
This year?
This year.
Okay.
This year.
He's only 25, 26 years old.
He's a super talent. He's got bench a couple times for not hustling this year. He's just kind of learning how to play center field. It's going to cost a lot prospect-wise. It feels like a reach. I understand why they're doing it, because the upside is like top 10 player in baseball if they can like mature a little bit and get around some veteran presence, but it feels like a big risk for a team that is trying to win the World Series this year.
Hmm.
But we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. And then ESPN released, or David Schoenfield had predictions for the 10 big trade deadline targets and where they end up.
This pissed me off.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell. So he had Eugenio Suarez to the Yankees.
Yep. He is the third baseman who has 36 home runs.
He had David Bednar to the Tigers.
Yep.
He had Griffin Jacks to the Mets. He had Stephen Kwan to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Those are the main ones that would affect the Phillies.
And nobody in his top 10 trade targets he had going to the Phillies.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, where were you at? Nobody?
Nowhere. Crickets.
He has the Tigers, who have the best record in baseball, shoring up their bullpen. He has the Yankees doing as they always do, is trading for a need. The Yankees, since they moved, Jazz Chisholm to second base, they need a third baseman. They have the Dodgers going and getting Stephen Kwan, who that would infuriate me. Here's the thing with the Phillies.
By the way, Stephen Kwan, 2 home runs today.
No big deal. Mm. This is what the Yankees do. It's what the Dodgers do. In this case, it's what the Tigers do. If you have a chance to win a World Series, you know what they do at the trade deadline, Ike? They go and they get the thing that they need.
No doubt about it.
And then somehow, some magic way, because we only talk about a couple of prospects, we assume that the Phillies only have a few prospects, right? We talk about Aiden Miller. We talk about Mick Abel. We talk about Painter.
Crawford.
But somehow, the Yankees are able to... Now, the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009, but they're in the playoffs every year, and somehow they trade for a guy literally every year. They trade for Juan Soto last year. They trade for Juan Soto, and here they are. They're definitely going to get traded for somebody again. If the Phillies, I said this last year, if the Phillies want to be considered a big boy franchise, and this goes to you, Mr. Middleton, it goes to you, Dave Dombrowski, is that at the deadline, that's when the big boy franchises show that they are big boy franchises. Is they say to themselves, oh, it's going to cost prospects? That's okay. We'll get more prospects. That part of why you have prospects, part of it is to let them develop, but part of them is to use them as currency to get players to help you now.
And my fear is that they have their first good crop, really, of prospects.
And they
get attached to them.
Yeah.
And we can't. Like, there's, if you believe in the people drafting, which I believe they do, and believe in the player development staff, you'll be able to develop more.
Yes.
There you go. You sound like us now.
Yes.
Yeah, but
that
didn't
sound like you a month ago.
Until I say it, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they do. They have to.
I agree with you again. Until you say it, yeah.
Well, it's just like we're right there. I think they are viewing this also as like a last hurrah sort of thing for this core.
Yeah.
But let's have a real last hurrah.
Yeah, that's man. Give us a shot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
This team can win the World Series. They can win the World Series. They need a bat. They need a really, really solid arm. Do not let the best team in baseball in the American League, the best American League team, go get the relief pitcher they need. Do not let the Dodgers, I know the Dodgers are struggling. They've lost like 11 of 14. Do not let them go get Steve Kwan, who, by the way, you'll have for at least another 2 years. And if you decide to pay him, could be an outfielder for you for the next decade. Do not let the Mets, for Christ's sake, the team that you are trying to win the division over, go and get a meaningful piece as well, because they need a bat and they need a starter as well, and they need bullpen, by the way.
Would you rather update? We are a week away from the trade deadline. We'll obviously do this a couple of times until next week. Are we on board with trading the majority for a big bat over a big bullpen piece?
Well, if you're saying big bat.
Like, I'm saying Kwan Suarez. Would you rather go Kwan Suarez, one, not both, and like a middle-type reliever, not the Clase, not the Johan Duran from the Twins, or would you rather go for one of the top closers and a more middle-tier bat?
If you can get me a real bat like Kwan, I will take the real bat.
What about Suarez?
Boy, that feels like
36 home runs from the right side in the middle of this lineup.
He feel like at 34 years old? Doesn't he feel like a pulled adductor muscle and out for 6 weeks? Like,
well, I would hope not.
It just feels like a recipe for,
or if nothing else, it feels like this would be his career year.
Well, he's a free agent at the end of the year.
And he gets signed and it's over with after that.
Oh, well, yeah, there's
that. He's never the same player.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you trade for him, it's for this year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can count on that happening after this year, especially when he gets tested every single year. Just throwing it out there. Don't know anything. Don't call me Jeff Teague. I don't know. I would rather have, if you're, Kwan is the guy, or even your center fielder in...
Buxton?
No, your center fielder from Boston.
Oh, Duran.
Duran. He's a real... Buxton's not going to get traded.
He's happy being a twin.
It's disgusting. Come on, Byron.
I can appreciate it.
I know you can. I knew you were going to say that. I know you're going to be like, I like when players stay. We're in Philadelphia. You want to win a title?
I understand. We need players. Yes, I hear you. I'm just saying, I don't begrudge a guy who isn't trying to jump to a team just to win a title. I can't have it both ways. Sure, if he was willing to come, I'd be like, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But he's sitting there. I've never seen anybody more in love with Minnesota. Maybe Prince.
Well, Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett.
Joe Mauer. You know, those guys love being twins. But
well,
come on, man.
I bet he doesn't have to be there during the winter. I bet he leaves. I wonder if he leaves during the winter.
That's right. He's not staying there.
Minneapolis is a cool town. It's not cool in February. You know,
it's freezing.
Yeah, it's great in August, I'm sure. All right, 215. I just want them to grow. I want the Phillies to not be a cute story. Like, I want the Phillies to be thought like the Eagles. The Eagles were not always thought of like the Eagles. They're a great franchise.
Yeah.
But like, you have to act like great franchises act. And it's not just having a good farm system. It is knowing that when you have a chance to win, you pounce. And like the great franchises, their farm systems just keep doing it. There's more guys. There's 30 rounds in the baseball draft.
Yeah, you mean tell me we can't replenish talent?
Yeah, go get if two of them work out.
Everybody had to be a first round and you can't. What about the other rounds in the draft?
Yes.
They're getting there.
215-592-9494.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Oh, Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Spike, and Jack, what is the deal?
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
I want to say happy birthday to my wife, Courtney. She's an avid listener to the show. Okay. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. And,
happy birthday, Courtney.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Yeah, you're a guy. You can't say nothing bad about you in the house. You know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate that. You and I had a lot of battles, and she was on my side most of the time.
What do you think about Spike since he joined the show?
Yeah, shit.
We don't need to talk about it.
Come on, we ain't got to go there. You know what I mean? Yeah. We ain't got to go there. You know, she tells me to apologize a lot. Just know that much, okay?
All right.
You know, y'all live with that. Hey, Spike, you know, I got to agree with you, though, with this, though. You know, with this Middleton guy. You know, Dave Middleton.
I thought you were talking about with the hope and expectation for the Eagles.
Okay. Let him cook. Come on.
I was going to go there with that. I'm going to go there with that in a second. But I got some concerns there, too. I kind of like outside with Spike on this, you know, this call.
Okay.
A lot. You know, I mean, it's the Phillies. This guy, you know, Dave, what's his name, Dombrowski, and John Middleton. John Middleton is a sucker. You know what I mean? I'm just saying it straight up, straight out. He is a sucker. You know what I mean? Because how you come out here and try to act like you wanted to win a championship? You fooled everybody. And then now you're holding on to your wallet. You know what I mean? You don't want to make no trades. You know, it's your third deadline, right? Maybe the fourth one that he didn't even want. That he have not even, we're not even being mentioned to get a big guy. You know, I tell you, if he don't make a big move this week, you know, that guy, you know, all y'all think about Middleton and how he's a, you know, a great owner and he wants to win and bring a championship to Philadelphia, it's a bunch of garbage. You know what I mean? That's all it is. And I'm telling you, I'm done with Middleton if he don't make a trade, because it ain't Dave Dombrowski, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
Dave can only do what he can do if Middleton allow him to do it. He's pinching his pockets. And the thing about the guy, Middleton, you're being stingy because with the city. You know, you're acting like you love the city, but you're being stingy with the city because we come out there and they still show up at that ballpark and, you know, you're making your money back. You know what I mean? If you make a trade and you really build a contender, you can continue to make money. And you don't even I don't hear nothing about the Phillies wanting to do so. I hear a bunch of bull crap. That's all I see. So I'm just upset about that. And Spike hit it nail on. Like, those two guys, especially Middleton, I'm done with him, man, if he don't make a trade this year. And that's just the bottom line of that one. But as far as, like, the Eagles go, here's the situation with the Eagles, right? I got concerns. I got three concerns on the defense. I really believe they can win a championship again. I really do. But the three concerns I have on the defense is, first of all, an exciting White's safety duel scares the hell out of me. You know what I mean? I ain't never seen that before, ever. You know what I mean? Listen, I love the exciting Whites more than the next man do. I'm an Eagles fan. You know, they proved to me they can play in this secondary.
Chuck, but can you imagine if I said a black shortstop and a second baseman? I don't know about that. Like, you don't want two white guys in the secondary?
No, I need in the safety. You know,
okay.
My last line of defense.
Okay.
Well, let's not act like they're white guys running through the secondary. In the NFL.
Well, yes, yes.
There's not many of them.
Yes.
Matter of fact, we may be the only ones. Are we the only ones with two?
Yeah.
I think so.
I would think so.
Hey, 1925, man. This is 2025. You know what I mean? I ain't never seen that before.
We're heating up.
Yeah, we just had number one pick in the draft.
Yeah. What do you got to say about that?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm an exciting White fan. They proved to me they can play together in the secondary. But together in the safeties, my last line of defense, I need some color back there.
And it don't
my goodness.
You know what I mean? And then Kelly Ringo, he scares the hell out of me. You know, that guy, you know, he's getting burnt on the first day of training camp, Elliott said yesterday.
Don't overreact to the first day.
Oh, but when Jalen has 93% completion, we're winning an MVP.
Well, I'm not overreacting to
that. Yeah, doesn't overreact to that.
Yes.
And one more thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, Trot.
Yes.
You know, I want to believe Trot can be good. See, listen, last year we had somebody, and Kobe Dean played most of the season next to Bond. We had our linebackers intact.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the guy that came in, you know, he was this guy.
Oren Burks
came in. Yeah, he came in and he played. You know, he's a veteran, so he knew what he had to do when he came in, and he played, you know, out of body, you know what I mean,
yeah.
For the playoffs. I want to believe Trot's going to be a great player. His father was a great player, but he's not his father. I got to see it first to believe it.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And I have a talk with your nephew, man. You know what I mean? Tell him, this year, you got to prove it, brother. And then we got your hot Campbell.
Yeah, I don't know. All Jeremiah has to do, Chuck, is go out there and be a solid player on defense. He doesn't have to try to be special, play outside of the framework of the defense. That defense works because it's a system defense. It's a system defense. Exactly. And Jahi Campbell's going to be starting there as soon as he's healthy anyway.
Well, I don't totally believe. I think that Jahi Campbell's going to be an edge. You know what I mean? I'm with Ellie on that one.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Listen. I'm all for Brent. building bridges and mending fences. You've done a good job of that today. I love the fact that you and Spike are on the same page, even though you're on the wrong side of the page with that. Don't start joining Elliott in his nonsense takes, talking about you agree with Elliott. There's one linebacker at this station. He's an off-ball linebacker that will blitz at times and may rush on the outside. That's what he is. He's an off-ball linebacker, okay?
Well, listen, listen. I'm going to be honest with you. He reminds me just kind of built like Julius Peppers, man. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that
he can be built like anybody. I'm just telling you what he did in college and what he did well and where they have him playing right now.
All right, so you think he's more like a Fred Warner or more like...
Yes, Fred Warner. That's who you need to focus on right there. That's who I compare him to, yes.
Yeah, so he's not like a Terrell Suggs?
No.
Chuck, why don't...
I like Suggs, to be honest with you, but we'll see. We'll see.
All right.
Chuck, for next question, give us your favorite wrestler all time.
Well, you know, since the guy that just kicked the can like using the N-word so much, I'm going to say the WCW first African-American champion, Ron Simmons. Damn!
Yeah.
There you go.
Florida State Seminole.
Oh, was he?
I think so, yeah.
And where did The Rock went to Miami, right?
Yeah,
is that where The Rock went?
To Miami.
Coming up next, you know, there have always been rumors about LeBron maybe taking some extra.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. What's
you know,
going
that bothered me a little bit right there.
Yeah. You talked him out of it. Yeah. You talked Chuck out of it. But there's always been some rumors about LeBron, you know, taking the vitamins the 93 Phillies took. And a former NBA player maybe suggested maybe he was doing it. We will talk about that next. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. Do you hope the Eagles in the Super Bowl or do you expect it? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time.
Oh yeah, it's the WIP Afternoon Show. Like Spike and Fritz. What do you know about Eddie Murphy?
Nothing.
Oh, goodness.
Eddie really thought he was doing something with this song, man.
He did. Well, I mean, it was a bigger hit than I ever had, you know? He really did, though. I remember the video, too.
Man.
Oh, man. What a career. Speaking of careers, LeBron James had a really long career, you know?
Still going,
you know? Still passive-aggressively manipulating his franchise. And, you know, he is a physical specimen, especially at his age. Is he 40 yet? Is he 41?
Oh, yeah.
40 years
40,
old?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there were always, like, rumors, especially when he was down in Miami, where all the PED stuff was happening. Always rumors. You know, you would hear people whispering, oh, LeBron's on something. You know, players, by the way, would always whisper.
It's like an open secret.
Yeah. Players, you know, behind the scenes would say it. Now, Jeff Teague is a podcaster, former Atlanta Hawk. I've never listened to the podcast in full. Jeff Teague clips on the internet are always hilarious. Jeff Teague always telling, like, the stories of the NBA and was talking a little bit about LeBron. And here's what Jeff Teague had to say.
Which Bron was better?
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat.
I'm going this Cavs Bron because this Cavs Bron had a three.
Man, y'all crazy.
Miami Heat best Bron we ever seen. I ain't gonna lie.
He was on steroids, bro. He had to sit out. He was on steroids for real.
Now, I give you
like legit was on steroids, bro. I'm allegedly, but like he had to sit out. But y'all remember when they told him like they
there goes start plus sports allegations?
Y'all remember that though?
No.
When they was like he got everybody, they started testing for HGH, and they was like, yo, and he had to sit out. Like he said his back was hurt, and he sat out for like 3 weeks and he came back skinny. This is just, I was in the league. I remember. And he came back in. He was crazy though.
Now, that might have been the best Bron, bro.
So, like he said today he was kidding.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like he was kidding.
I'm going to tell you. The best part of that is the other guys were like, hold on, I ain't touching this.
Yeah. Like, by the way,
this on you, Jeff.
Jeff Teague has been found floating in a lake somewhere. Rich Paul's car seen driving away at a high speed.
What I felt like it was like an open secret.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this. Like, I have heard NBA people off the record say that they just assumed that it was true. Mm-hmm. Everyone just assumed that it was true, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not a coincidence that you were taking these breaks in the middle of the season for no reason.
And then coming back super.
Yeah, 2 weeks at a time. You look lethargic before the break. You don't look like, you know, you look like you're aging like the rest of us.
He needs some rest.
You come back from the break rejuvenated.
Yeah, and to be clear, we don't know anything. I have no idea. I have no idea. But Jeff Teague saying he was kidding. Oh, he didn't sound like he was kidding. Yeah, I'm sure when he tweeted that he was kidding.
He got that phone call.
Yep.
Or that text message.
Yep. Is there somebody in the room with you, Jeff? Is there somebody in the room with you? Are you safe?
Now, he did clean it up with the allegedly in there, which you always got to do. Yeah,
that's all you got to do is say allegedly, and then you're fine. You're clear.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Well, at least not liable.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, just the perfect guy, Aaron from Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas? Yeah, you know Brownie sent that. You know he sent that black truck to Jeff Teague. Listen, when you're the greatest, the only thing you can do is just smear. It's okay. Even if it's the truth. It's all about smears. It's all about clicks, and we love it. You know, Clutch Sports. We love the publicity. We need it. Listen,
are you saying when you say Clutch Sports?
Yeah, he's part of Clutch. Part of Clutch.
I'm Brian Tolson.
Okay.
Listen, I got to clean up some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed. No one mentioned Mike Tyson biting Evander Holyfield's ear. I'm disappointed in my dad. He was the last one to mention. Come on, bro.
I know, for 90s controversies yesterday.
Me and Ho was watching the fight together.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Like, you got to say Mike Tyson biting Evander Holyfield's ear. He don't remember because he was drunk that night. But well, come on, man. And another thing.
I don't know
what Corey and Spike was talking about. It is a gong at the beginning of Undertaker's theme. It is not a bell. It is a gong. Come on, y'all.
Well, I said his music. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Corey said, yeah, the bell. It's not a bell. It's a gong.
Come okay. On, right. Oh, that's right. Aaron's a wrestling guy.
I was going to say, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, listen.
And there is music after the gong.
Yeah.
It's the death music. Yeah.
But we gotta stop being afraid of success. We have to stop. It's okay to expect success. We have the best. And no. The best football team doesn't always win. We know that. The best football team doesn't always win. But look, when you look at our division, we're the best team in the division. I don't care about George Pickens. I don't care about whoever the Commanders added. And look, the Lions lost two coordinators. The Packers, let's see what the Packers do. And the Niners. Whatever.
What happened the year after we lost two coordinators? We won the Super Bowl, right?
2018? Yeah.
Well, no, I mean last year. I mean, like, going into last year, we had two new coordinators, and we won the Super Bowl.
We had two new coordinators.
Yes.
I don't know if Detroit has the personnel we have. I don't know if they have the personnel on defense. No, they got the personnel on offense. I don't know if they have good personnel on defense. And their best player is coming from his right leg is smaller than his left leg right now. I don't trust him. Oh yeah, I forgot your team, the Rams. You itching to pick the Rams? Come on, Spike. I know you're gonna pick the Rams. Go to the NFC Championship.
No, I'm actually gonna pick the Niners. But like that's just a window. And well, they have an easy schedule. And I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I said this before, from 2023 into 2024. Worst defense or best defense? We added two rookie safeties, two rookie DBs, Zach Bond, and we brought back CJGJ. From the worst defense to the best defense. And from that worst defense to best defense into this year.
Yeah, but Zach Bond almost won Defensive Player of the Year.
And he's still here.
Yes, but they also lost. They lost five significant contributors on defense and are replacing them with rookies and guys that couldn't get on the field last year.
Right, I just said it. From 2023, those significant people were on the field when we were their worst defense. They were on the field when we were the worst.
Quinion Mitchell wasn't on the field. Cooper DeGene wasn't on the field.
No, you're talking about the people that we lost.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the people that we lost.
This year, those players are still here. So I don't like the players that we lost were on the defense other than CJD when we were the worst. Because we could talk about the coaching and being in a bad position and the defensive coordinator who had a good game plan against the Chiefs got fired and brought up Pencil. We could make like it's the coaching, so I believe it's the coaching. He puts the player, and then they got rid of CJ.
Dude, everybody needs players.
The coaching.
Everybody needs players. If it was just the coaching, Bryce Huff would have succeeded last year. If it was just the coaching, Devin White would have succeeded last year. No, this is true. It's not just the coaching. It's part of it.
Devin White don't want to play special teams.
But I don't know. But he had the coaching, right? Do you see what I'm saying? It's not just the coaching, though. It's not. If it was the coaching, Vic Fangio's defense would be number one every year, and it's not.
Well, it's also players as well. But I believe that the players. Well, it's the rushers. We don't have faith in the rushers because the secondary is pretty much the same.
No, it's not. They lost their starting safety and they lost their starting corner. They lost their number one corner and they lost their starting safety.
Yeah, but we still have Quinyon.
And by the way, I assuming N'Kobe Dean isn't starting the season. We also lost half of the linebackers.
Jahi Campbell is going to be on the field, which I said he's a rookie. And sometimes rookies just out of play. All he needs to do is be fast to the football. Play within the defense.
Oh, he's going to run to that ball. Yeah, he's going to run to that ball.
That man is 6'3", 230 pounds.
Yeah.
6'3". Come on, man. We got to have faith. The offense has to score 30 points this year. And the defense can be the fifth best defense. You ain't got to be the fifth best. And we will repeat. It's okay to expect success. We have to embrace it.
We have to embrace success.
But Spike is a Sixers fan at heart. So it's hard for him because he gets his heart broken every year. So it's kind of hard for him to expect success.
I am not. Everybody likes to pin the Sixers on me.
Well,
I watch all these teams.
Well,
come on. All right, Aaron. Aaron, who is your? Now I know as a super wrestling aficionado, I know you're going to say something like Chris Benoit or something. Who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
No, because I wanted to be this guy. Because he was a smaller guy, other than Tommy Jacked Up, he's clearly on the juice. My guy, Shawn Michaels.
Oh, Shawn Michaels is a great one.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
The best to ever lace up the boots in terms of in-ring performance. Not as a character, but in terms of in-ring performance, the best ever lace up a boot.
Well, the Rockers were great, too. Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty.
He was holding that weight. Marty Jannetty, yeah.
Oh, come on. All right. Aaron likes wrestling too much.
Yeah, he's locked in.
Oh, yeah. When I posted something on Twitter about, like, you know, rest in peace Hulk Hogan or whatever, he was like, subpar wrestler. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, technically not.
Yeah, can we stop? Yeah. It's all the Bret Hart dorks out there. It's all the Hitman Hart dorks.
And what's the Bret Hart thing?
What do you mean?
I feel like I saw a lot of, like, Bret Hart tweets today randomly when Hulk Hogan passed away.
I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
Yeah. Well, Bret Hart
passed away tragically.
Oh, Bret Hart's not with us.
No, you're thinking of Owen Hart.
That's who I'm thinking.
Bret Hart's alive. Yes.
Damn it, 2 days in a row.
Yes. One day.
At least I was close.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Bret Hart is. I think the reason people would mention Bret Hart when they mention Hulk is that people. Mm-hmm. Like, Bret Hart was considered. His whole thing was the excellence of execution. Like, Bret Hart technically was a really great wrestler.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
But Hulk had the juice.
Remember Jim the Anvil Neidhart?
Of course, the Hart Foundation.
Hart Foundation with Jimmy. You brought up whatchamacallit yesterday.
Jimmy Hart, not the
Jimmy
South.
Jimmy Hart, Mouth of the South.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Brett the Hitman Hart, and Jimmy Mouth of the South.
Yeah. Right, so was Owen and Brett related?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But still, that doesn't make Bret Hart dead.
No, but yes. I'm saying okay. Though, it makes it a little more.
Yes.
Why I mixed them up?
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Work with me.
Yeah, I'm trying. You don't mix up Colonial Hyundai with anybody, because only Colonial Hyundai, only the car czar John Ashdale could put together Colonial Hyundai Fest. Only Colonial Hyundai. You could have a car with your payment, and what their goal is with Colonial Hyundai Fest is you drive in with your car, you have your payment, you drive out with a brand new Hyundai, your payment hasn't gone up as well. Now, they have work to do to make that happen. The first piece of work is giving you 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. Any of the 300-plus brand new Hyundais they have on the lot save up to 10 grand. They're also going to work with you on financing. The best financing anywhere, as low as 0% on any of those new Hyundais, and work with you on your trade. No matter what condition it's in, they're guaranteeing you $6,500 for your trade. Colonial Hyundai Fest. And every new Hyundai that drives off the lot at Colonial, that includes you and your new Hyundai, is going to get America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. ColonialHyundai.com is where you can go 24/7. The Colonial Hyundai Fest, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP.
Like, you are not a Disney adult. Those people are
different
breaded.
Thank you.
It's a nice place to go get a really good meal. It's cheaper to drink in Disney than it is to drink in the city.
Yep.
And the matching shirt thing. When you're with your family, it's nice to go, oh, there's three red shirts of mine, and then you don't get lost. But
yeah, Disney adults are a different thing. They're just a different thing.
No, they're
it's like,
extra.
This is what I would say, Gary. Like I say, every ship is a boat. Not every boat is a ship.
Right.
Not every adult that goes to Disney is a Disney adult.
Well, what if you go back a second time?
No, I'm still not a Disney adult. It depends on how I handle it. Now, if you have me going back every year, which, by the way, I don't know how anybody affords. I don't know how anybody affords to go to Disney World every single year. Honestly, we went for 3 days, and I was like, this costs what? I don't know how people go to Disney World every year. Disney adults probably have really, really good jobs or a lot of credit card bills.
You got to get the meal plan, man. It's all.
Get the meal plan.
It's all about the meal plan.
Okay.
Jeez.
Are you a Disney adult, Gary?
Yep.
No, I'm not. But okay. I do like eating.
Sounds like it.
And riding on rides.
Yeah. All right. Do you expect the Eagles to win a Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl, or do you hope?
I expect. Yeah, I just think we got a stacked team and they're still hungry.
You hope they're still hungry.
He didn't take it out of the box, Blake.
Well, yes, and I approve of that. But he wasn't all those guys. You know, do you think honestly, I'm not asking you to say these players are less than anything. Do you think Cooper DeJean and Saquon Barkley treated the offseason like they were hungry for this season or like they were celebrating last season?
They had a great time, and now it's time to get to work.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
Back to the lab.
All right. I feel like Saquon Barkley spent all of last offseason getting back to work, whereas this offseason, you know, I just saw – you know what it was for me? It was the clip with him and Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
And I saw the – you know, you could look at somebody's eyes and know that they're not there. Saquon's eyes in that video. You just see he wasn't there.
And he made it to Taylor Rook's wedding.
He was there too?
Yep.
You see Kevin Durant showed up with a basketball?
Are you serious?
Not surprised.
Yeah.
He loves hoops.
He does love hoops.
Just ask him.
Yeah.
Ike was locked in on the Taylor Rooks one.
Hey, man. No, I found out today. I saw the pictures, so I had to go check. But she posted it on Instagram today.
Follow her on Instagram?
I do. It's all work related, man. We're all in the same field, man.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't know who puts what in your Instagram feed anymore.
Exactly.
Yes.
Everything is hard.
Gary, for next question today, based on Hulk passing away, your favorite wrestler of all time?
I saw him once at a truck stop, and it was everything you would think of. Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Ooh.
Now, there was a whole controversy with Jimmy Superfly Snuka. With him, like, killing a guy or something up in Allentown. Yeah. It was a very old story. I think early 80s that came
by
out.
By accident or?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I'll Google. I don't remember all the details.
Like a manslaughter thing?
Yeah. It was
probably got into a fight.
It was a pretty bad thing. I don't remember reading it. It was maybe 10 years ago the story came out. What?
It's a good thing to hypothesize about.
No, there's really a story about Jimmy Superfly Snuka killing. Now, he was a great wrestler.
He was a great wrestler.
You know,
he used to jump off the
top rope.
Was he the one
man,
that
your
dad was with Snuka, right?
No. So
I thought he was in the ring at the Spectrum for one of these things.
Yeah, so it's a funny story. There's video on the internet or something or somewhere. So my dad used to give out when all wrestling wasn't on TV back when we watched it, there were Saturday mornings and there were house shows. And you wouldn't know what happened at a house show. Like when they would just be at the Spectrum or whatever. Yep. My dad would give the results of the wrestling on the 11 o'clock news. He was a big wrestling guy. Yeah. So they let him be a ring announcer at WWF once.
How about that?
Now, I guess he wasn't allowed to do it again because you have to have a license or unionized or whatever it was. But I think it was for a Hulk Hogan match. And he introduces it, and the way that he tells it, you can sort of see it in the video. He says something like, "Get the hell out of the way, brother," or something like that, and pushed him to the side. But I don't think my dad did anything with Superfly Snuka.
Yeah, maybe I got the wrestlers wrong.
Yeah, yeah. He had the thing with Rowdy Piper, where Rowdy Piper attacked him. Yeah, Piper attacked him when he was interviewing at WWDB, which I was in the room for there.
Of course you were.
Yes, I was. Well, I was like 8. That is not an elite
Spike you're right
child.
Next to all these big wrestlers. Yeah.
Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
What's up?
Dude, let's talk some Phils here. I got just one thing to say about the Phils. Show me the Quan. I mean, guys, can we please go get him? He would solve so many problems. He'll be a star out in the outfield. He's one of the best leading hitters in all of Major League Baseball, and he's 27 years old. Like, why can't we get that guy?
Quan would be awesome. It's going to take a boatload. I mean, like,
we need them to start losing.
What's that?
We need the Guardians to start losing.
Yes.
They've won like 11 of 13.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, we would not be the only team interested in Stephen Kwan. Like, Stephen Kwan is one of those guys that I think, unless you have a stacked outfield, you could fit him into your lineup. So I would love to get him. I don't have my hopes up because I just think the price would be so high. What's that?
We can't lose out to the Mets. I mean, we can't. We can't lose out to them and have that guy go there.
No, I think he would go to the Dodgers. That's the rumor. Yeah.
Why is it that we are always the bridesmaid and never the bride? Like, why is it that LA gets everything and we get nothing? Like, I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to pivot to something here. Because speaking of frustrations, I turn on the radio and I'm trying to, you know, get some work done here and have some enjoyment. And then there's all kinds of craziness going on here in the afternoon show. Ike Reese.
Yes.
What in God's name? I hear you saying you want to see men in tights.
Yeah.
Like, or I wrestling. Know you're all about seeing the package, but come on, brother. Like,
that's a good line.
I mean,
I need to see the package.
Yeah.
Dude, killing me. Ike, killing me. I mean,
well, what context did I say it in that you heard it? I'm asking you a question because it made you're the only one who said this listen to me. When I said it, it obviously made sense to everybody who was listening. So I'm asking you, what context did you hear this in?
You're talking about jorts or tights and either
in wrestling, right? In
wrestling. But Ike.
Chris.
I'm just out on that, Ike. I'm out.
You have to be worried about me. I'm fine. I'm secure.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris,
what are you worried about me for?
Chris, don't you watch baseball players in tight uniforms all the time? Like, it's fine.
Yes.
You know?
What do you think those football players have on?
Big difference between tights and then, like...
And by the way, if you really wanted to get on me, you could have mentioned that I talked about Saquon's quads for about 2 or 3 minutes.
There. And you had a dreamy look in your eyes.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
That was okay, because you were praising him. Now, Spike had to start throwing a little dirt on him, but, you know, I expect nothing else. Yeah.
Who's your favorite wrestler of all time, Chris?
So, I'm sorry, Spike, I know you're going to be locked in on this guy because it's a fellow psycho Soxman, Mankind.
Oh, yeah, Mankind. Mankind, Mick Foley. Mick Foley.
Mick Foley, man. Yeah. Well, he did Wing Bowl. Yeah.
He hid the wings because he competed in Wing Bowl and made TMZ because he hid like finished wings in his bag or something. He got thrown out.
No.
Yeah, he didn't tell any of us he was going to do it either.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't even know that.
So I got to know him a little bit because you remember Tommy, the video guy around here?
Yeah.
So Tommy did his first documentary ever about Santa Claus. Mick Foley loved Santa Claus. Mick Foley ended up being the executive producer of that movie. So yeah, I actually got to go shopping at the costume store in Old City with Mick Foley for a Santa costume.
How about that?
Yeah, his big Santa guy. But yeah, he was at Wing Bowl.
We got to give a shout out to the Blue Meanie.
Oh, Blue Meanie, of course. Yeah, Philly's own Blue Meanie,
a
dedicated WIP guy,
mm-hmm.
good dude, ECW guy, Blue Meanie. So coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks was at practice again for the second day of practice. We will get the training camp stats, and speaking of training camp stats, two former NFL players take a shot at Elliot and his training camp stats. We will find out Elliot's reaction. Two. Next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.